This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 1231. Bees are busy and so are you. How to talk about it in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast. Downloaded more than 123 million times, we believe in connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Do you feel like time is scarce? Today, get fun phrases to express that you're busy and get one simple way to build a sense of abundance around time.
How do you know whether to use the word absolutely or definitely? What can you say in English when people keep mispronouncing your name? These are just a few of the connection topics that are coming up in the next few weeks on All Ears English. But you will miss these episodes if you don't hit the follow button. So hit that follow button on All Ears English now, wherever you listen. You'll get new episodes 5 days a week. And thank you for listening to our show.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Michelle. Yeah, it's a good, it's a nice day again in California. I mean, geez, don't ask me for a weather update because
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. I'm going to be so jealous of you when it gets to be freezing here.
I know. I don't want to rub it in. So we have to think of another way to open the show. I
mean, yeah, really? Don't tell me about the weather.
It's crazy. You know, I went out to San Diego last winter in February for a conference and it was like 65, 70 degrees and sunny. It was insane. In February. That's nuts.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, enjoy, enjoy. Yeah, but I bet you're super busy right now, Lindsay. Like, it must be a lot to get used to a new place, setting everything up, right? Oh,
it's a lot. It's a lot. And so we're still trying to decide where to live exactly, whether it's going to be here in LA or somewhere else. And so we are in between things, right? So it's a hectic time. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is kind of hectic. Yeah. And today we have a listener, Masood, who asked us a really great question about being busy.
Okay.
Could you read that question for us?
Definitely. So Masood says, hello guys. I hope you're doing fine. I've heard a few things to say when you are very busy. Terms like I'm swamped, I'm tied up, my plate is full. Would you please go ahead and teach us a little more about these phrases? Thank you for your time and effort. Great job, guys. Regards, your big fan, Masood. Oh, awesome.
Thanks, Masood.
Awesome. Masood, great question. And these are, I love these phrases today.
Yeah, he pretty much gave us the phrases.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Masood, you could teach the episode today.
Thank you. This is great. No, but you know, I want to talk more about them. This is really good. And I like the topic. You know, we love talking about being busy on this show. Mm-hmm. We've actually talked about it in a couple episodes in the past. So we have done episode 730. It was, I have so much on my plate. That's funny. We just talked about that phrase.
Yeah.
How to say that you're busy in English. And Lindsay, what's another one?
Oh, I love this one. Why Americans are in a competition to be the busiest.
Right. I remember that one. And then there's also 290 way back when. Get off the hamster wheel, the epidemic of busy in the United States.
Yeah. So if you guys are listening inside the iOS app, it's actually really easy to find these by just typing in the search bar, type in the episode number at the top where the episodes are, and you'll be able to find most of these episodes immediately. And honestly, you can't do that inside the podcast app that you're listening in. So that's pretty cool. Make sure you're at the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Awesome. All right, go do that. So let's get into it. So in episode 730, we actually taught a lot of phrases about being busy, including the one you asked about with the plate being full. but we want to cover the other phrases and give some new ones as well, because I think this is a great topic to revisit because it's a huge connection topic and there's so many ways to talk about it. So, but guys, if you want to hear more about plates, head over to episode 730.
Awesome. So let's go into that first one. What do you think, Michelle? What is this one? I am swamped.
Right. I'm swamped. So this is a great one. It means you have a lot of tasks, a lot of things to do, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. Exactly. You're swamped. It's funny because the word swamp, like to be in a swamp is to be stuck in the mud. And it's just, it kind of creates a visual right. for me, you know, to be.
Right. To be, yeah. Right, right, right. That's kind of scary.
A little bit, but that's kind of how it feels sometimes when that's you are true. Swamped. You feel like you're standing in a swamp, muddy, and your feet are stuck and they can't move because you are, you know, all these tasks are overpowering you.
Right. That's true. That's true. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So that's, I'm swamped. And I would you say that, Lindsay?
Yeah, I would say it. I would say it. I like it.
Me too. Me too. So that's a good one, Masood. And then the other one he asked was about I'm tied up. I think that this is a good one. I think this is used more in the moment, definitely as being like, not just in general, but I feel like this is more in the moment. Whereas I feel swamped could be general, like being busy over a period of time. I feel like tied up means you're currently busy. I mean, what do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if someone invited you out, for example, and they said, oh, are you free on Wednesday night? I could say, you know, I'm tied up on Wednesday night. I don't say it much, but I have heard people say it. I am tied up on, like, thinking towards the future. Hmm. Or I think you could also say, hey, can you help me out right now? I'm tied up right now, but I can help you in 15 minutes. I think both are good, I would say.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you could use it. I mean, so if, like, let's say you called me right now and you needed something and I could say, oh, sorry, I'm really tied up watching the kids right now. Can I call you back?
Yeah, I like that one. I think that works in the moment for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's good. So, you know, so those are some of the ones that Masood asked about. Now let's talk about a couple other things that we could say. What's the first one, Lindsay? I love this one.
This one is busy bee. A busy bee.
No, this one is, sometimes we do these ones, you know, they're kind of like cutesy and lighthearted, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think if I was really crazy at work and like I couldn't get home, I don't think that I would say, if my husband called, I don't think I would say, sorry, I'm a busy bee right now.
I love that. I love that. That's cute. It's less common, but I mean, you know, for example, if you guys are taking the IELTS exam, you do want to be sharing things that are phrases that are less common and that not all other students are going to use on the test. So this would be a good one to describe yourself if you're a busy and industrious person.
For sure. For sure. So yeah, again, kind of cutesy, kind of lighthearted. So like I could see myself almost talking to myself, right? Like being like, oh, I'm such a busy bee right now. My goodness. Right?
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then up to my ears in something. So, ooh, yeah. That's good. Yeah, I think I must have used this last week or something. So,
did you?
I think so. Just feeling like a lot of work to do because we were traveling for a few weeks, you know what I mean? Across the US, and I wasn't working that much. So now there's a pile up of stuff to do. But here's a sample sentence, Michelle. Can you pick the kids up? I'm up to my ears in work right now.
Nice. This one is very expressive.
Yes, I love it.
I feel like this is like to the extreme. That's like, it's not as like cutesy as I'm a busy bee. This one is more, oh, I'm up to my ears in, right?
Yeah, it's fun when we can be that expressive, that descriptive, especially talking about describing like the body and how something is attacking us. How like a pile of work is kind of taking us over. It's interesting.
Right. That's so true. And well, that's kind of like the next one. So instead of ears, now we're switching the hands.
Okay.
So I have my hands full, right? Mm. I think that that's another good way to say that you're busy. So I really like the sound of this one. So I could say something like, oh, I'd love to join you, but I have my hands full with all the renovations going on at my house right now.
Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic. Yeah, I have my hands full. Super common, super useful. So guys, try that one.
Right, right. Definitely. Yeah, guys. So we've given you a bunch of phrases. We've touched on the ones that our listener asked about, and then we've given you some more. So, you know, Lindsay, we've talked a little bit about what you're busy with right now, but in general, you sound like a very busy person.
Yeah, I think we're going to be looking for an apartment. I mean, you know, we're recording this a little bit in advance, so it's hard for me to say exactly at this moment what I'm busy with. But, you know, apartment hunting in California would be one thing that we're going to be getting into soon. And just, you know, we have big dreams with All Ears English. So, you know, establishing our goals and going after them, that keeps us busy. Also, I want to learn to surf. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah, I want to learn. I want to get into surfing here. So we're going to take a lesson in September, and I'm hoping I can turn that into more lessons later in the year. So we'll see.
That is really exciting. Yeah, yeah. I'm finding that I'm pretty busy now too. Getting back to working a bit and busy with the baby and lots of different things. So I feel like I could definitely use one of these or many of these phrases in my everyday life. But, you know, we do have to remember, like kind of we talked about in some of the other episodes about making sure you're not bragging when you're talking about being busy. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. That's so true. So, well, yeah, bragging. I mean, well, guys, listen to that other episode about how Americans kind of are in that competition to be busy. That is a whole nother topic that I find fascinating, right? So, guys, go over to 677. And before we wrap up today, I just want to remind our listeners, guys, earlier in the episode, I did mention the IELTS exam. And you know that we have a whole podcast that prepares you just for this exam. It's called the IELTS Energy Podcast. And many of you guys already listen to it regularly. If you don't, you should. So my co-host over there is Jessica, and she was an examiner for 14 years. So she knows everything. Our team has all the expertise that we need, that you need to get you to your goal. So go look for IELTS Energy Podcast.
All right. Awesome. Cool. I actually got to be on that podcast.
You were on that podcast. How was that? Was that fun?
That was fun. Yeah, it was really, really fun. I liked it. Yeah. I enjoyed being a guest.
We'll have to have you on there again soon. That's awesome.
Super fun. Yeah. So anyway, guys, I think, you know, the takeaway for today is, you know, being busy has become something people are very proud of. And we've talked about this, like we said, but it's a really good connection skill to have these phrases so you can be honest about what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Right. And usually people like to share things they're busy with. Right. That's why we did this follow up on this topic, because Masood asked a great question and we wanted to continue this discussion. But, you know, also take the time to breathe and relax when you can. Right, Lindsay?
Oh, for sure. I mean, these days I am working on a personal meditation mantra that I try to repeat to myself when I meditate in the mornings. And I say, time is abundant. I have enough time. I am at ease. Everything is okay. Because at some point we have to develop these strategies to help our mind relax around time, because it is such a commodity. And sometimes it can feel so stressful when we don't feel like we have a lot of it available to us or as much as we need. So do what you need to do, guys. Develop your own personal practice. If you're into meditation or some kind of reflection, I think that can go along with learning vocabulary to articulate what's going on.
Right. Oh, I love that. Yeah, you're going to need to put that, put your mantra on the blog or something. I'm going to need to start using I like that.
I'm still formulating it. But yeah, I think it's good that we can all create our own mantras and use it. I mean, time is the commodity and it goes away fast. So let's learn to be expansive around how we think of time. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. I love it. You put me in a very peaceful place, Lindsay.
Very cool. All right, Michelle, we'll see you back on the show very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.